Welcome, Tale Tellers. Yes, it's time for more stories. This episode will be delayed, as I've only just come back from watching Guardians of the Galaxy 2. 10 out of 10, would watch again. Let me just say, it's full of laughs. What a great film. Drax, mate, you stole the show. Also, I'm still sick, so I'll do my best to still make this entertaining. Okay, today's story is a repeat Tale Teller. That's right. It's Nan the Cow Dog with a true tale about theft, property damage, and what happens when your town is lawless. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. I live in a small town in Oklahoma with a population of 300, mostly old people and druggies. But it's been okay living until recently. But really, things didn't start going downhill until this January. I have three horses, one next to my house, and a mother and a foal on a lot basically three blocks away from my house. Now, the fence I have on the lot is a mix of panels, wooden and metal fencing, connected by barbed wire. People have been known to untie the ties just to be assholes, so part of the fence sags unless I fix them. I'm pretty tall, 6 feet and muscular for a girl, so I could be intimidating if I was pissed off enough. It was nearly 11 p.m. I had fed my horses and decided to fix a tie on the fence. I heard laughing coming from the other end of the block, near my neighbor's house. I look, and under the streetlight, I see two people running from one of my neighbor's yards. And I'm guessing since they saw the beam of light coming from my phone, they just dove into a nearby ditch. I just kinda shrugged it off, wanting to finish the fence. Something told me to look up again, so I shined my light and looked up. And when I did, they were now in the field my neighbor had for her horses. They dove back onto the ground. It was then that I noticed the gaze on my horse's face. She and her baby were staring contently at the people in the field. Keep in mind, I had just given them their feed, and it takes a lot to get a horse to stop eating unless they had to. That was somehow my only clue that I could be in trouble. I looked back down and mumbled to Rain, which was the mare that I was going to finish the tie to, and get the fuck out of there. 5 seconds later, I look up without the light, and they're closer, on the ground. I didn't finish the tie, I just pushed my tools back into my Carhartt jacket and got ready to leave. Fuck this, I said again. I looked down to prop the wire where it wouldn't drag on the ground, when I hear laughing. I look up, without my light again, and they're running towards me, laughing like crazy. I was pissed. I knew they were threatening me, and that was a big mistake. I whipped my knife out, shined my light, and yelled, "Hey!" Once I did that, they ran back where they came from, and down the alley. I was still pissed, so I jumped in my pickup and sped down the alley, and tried to look for them, but I couldn't find them. I figured out where they'd come from. Behind my neighbor's house, where she had kept her trailer, which was near where her horses like to hunker down for the night in the winter. What I could have guessed is that they may have been looking to steal her trailer. I later told my neighbor who spread the word, and somehow, a week later, I found a post that was a cut-up light pole that had been dug 2 feet deep, fallen into the pen, and because of that position, I knew my horse couldn't have knocked it over. Someone had to have dug it up and pushed it in. That post weighed about 300 pounds, so they would have had to have used a vehicle. So I was out till 3 a.m. fixing the fence in the February cold. Now, I've been finding sections of my fence down, and every time I fix it, it goes back down. Then, last Friday, we caught a guy who was clearly a meth user trying to steal my grandfather's work trailer at 2 in the damned afternoon. When he was questioned by my grandpa, he said Jeremy the CEO told him to pick it up. By the time I ran out with my gun, the guy had sped off. But a week or so before, cops were called because a man in a van was trying to pick up kids around town. This happened on a Wednesday, so a day there was an above average number of kids playing around town due to church activities, cops were called, and went to the preacher's houses and interviewed 10 kids ranging from 5 to 13. Today, cops were called to the water tower because they found a body. I don't know much about this instance, due to the fact they haven't released anything yet. All I know is that I've seen tons of cops and the sheriff of a neighboring county. But things are getting bad, and with no law in town, the druggies and the sex offenders around here are getting braver. I'll make sure to update whatever shit happened next. Update. So, it seems the guys who were stealing were caught, and not only were they lifting equipment, but 22 heads of cattle too, which is a big no-no around here. Back in the day, they would have been hanged. Ironically, their mother is a bail bonds lady. Though while the sneaking hasn't stopped, there's been nothing big to report. It's a real good possibility. I'll be posting again. Until then, I'll see ya. Holy crap. I can't imagine what it's like to live in a lawless town. Your best course of action would be to find out how to get out of there, fast. If that's possible. Thank you though, for your fantastic story. From Nan the Cowdog, and I wish you the best of the situation you're in. And just like Nan the Cowdog, send through your own stories. You can find me on Twitter under the handle StoriesFablesGT, that's G for Gary, T for Terry. You can watch my videos on VidMe and YouTube that I upload every weekend. And if you're new to this podcast, I actually upload new episodes every single day or every second day. So, I have to ask, did you like this story? If you did, let me know. It takes 2 seconds to click that like button and it gives me all the feedback that I need. And a big thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. So, Tale Tellers, that's our episode today. Stay creepy, and as always, till next time.